Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, XPeng introduces the global X9 MPV, GM overtakes Tesla in battery production, and the MG S5 enters the UK. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show I'll tell you about nine brand new EVs just sitting, rotting on the side of the road in Nottingham. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Thursday, 17th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free, and you can be like them at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. We'll start with news of XPeng, and the chairman and CEO of the company, He XPeng, announcing plans to launch the X9, that's a people carrier, an MPV, globally, well, at least the European market, in the second half of this year. 800-volt architecture, the base model has a 95 kilowatt-hour pack, and get this, the 10 to 80 charge rate is 11.7 minutes. I don't think we've even got chargers that will go that fast. Now, if you hunt, you can find some 400 kilowatt DC fast chargers here in Europe, but, you know, 350s, you're doing well, and that's crazy. 5C charge rate. There are bigger batteries, 105 kilowatt hour, that are a little bit slower. It's a 10 to 80 in a leisurely 20 minutes on that pack. I mean, I you know, 20 minutes is absolutely fine for me, but 11.7 minutes on the smaller pack to get to 80%. Rear wheel steering for better maneuverability and a turning radius of just 5.4 meters or 17.5 feet for this massive vehicle. Besides better comfort, they're improving the new one. They're replacing the LiDAR system as well. They're going big on vision-based stuff at XPeng. And the ADAS system is included at no extra cost. Don't know how well that works over here in Europe as well. Whether that is just for the mainland or whether we get it in right-hand drive as well in the UK, I don't know. We'll wait and see. Now, General Motors has surpassed Tesla in battery production. This is US battery production. Of course, we're not talking Tesla China here. According to Bloomberg, and that's before GM goes to full capacity, the no longer called Ultium Cells facility in Tennessee, in Nashville, represents a $2.3 billion investment and makes 5,000 battery cells every single hour. Another $2.3 billion facility in Lordstown, Ohio, makes EV batteries on a bigger scale. And both plants are co-owned by GM and South Korean company LG and supply batteries for the Equinox, the Lyriq, and more. A major reason for the growth in cost is cost reduction, especially for the Equinox. They've really wanted to scale as quick as possible to bring the costs down. At the Bloomberg NEF Summit, which was earlier this year, I think it was, Kurt Kelty, now he's the old Tesla battery chief that GM employed He's head of GM's battery and propulsion division and is working wonders there like he did at Tesla. GM has cut its battery cost by $60 per kilowatt hour last year. They'll lower the costs again by another $30 per kilowatt hour this year by scaling and better yield. Currently, the battery pack for the Blazer and the Equinox and those that kind of vehicle costs about $13,000 for a battery pack. But they can bring the cost down further. They're moving to prismatic cells. And also last year, GM formed a $3.5 billion joint venture with Samsung SDI, which was kind of the end of the Ultium thing, because GM were purely Ultium. It's the Ultium cells, the batteries, the platform. But that doesn't really work if you then do a deal with Samsung, which has nothing to do with Ultium. So GM kind of winding down that solely Ultium branding, and they're building a new facility in Indiana, in New Carlisle, to build prismatic cells at a lower cost as well. So not putting all of their eggs in one battery basket, if that makes sense, and splitting their investments across LG and Samsung now, and going prismatic and bringing the costs down. And GM, I think, quietly getting on and doing some hard yards there and not really getting any credit for doing such innovative things in batteries and bringing the cost down. Maybe just going about their business quietly and not really getting as much credit as perhaps they could do. GM is next in the news. I'm sorry, MG. I transposed those. MG is next in the news, and they are updating its pricing policy for electric models here in the UK because the new S5, the MG S5 EV, is replacing the ZS-EV, which has had two iterations here, and the Marvel R, which we never got, but Europe did, or the EU, I should say. The S5 is launching in the UK and Nordic countries now, then it'll expand later this year to mainland Europe. In the UK, there are no extra tariffs on Chinese cars, so you can start the MG S5, which is how they've named it, because I think if you call it the S5, Audi would say, "You're not calling it the S5. And MG say, "It's not called the S5. It's called the MG S5, which is different. But in reality, we're going to call it the S5, aren't we? But they've cut out the space between MG and S5. So when you read it on the official press release, it's read as MG S5. No gaps. But let's face it, we'll all just call it the S5, won't we? And Audi will probably not be very happy about that. However, it starts at $28,495. That's okay, actually. It's not cheap as chips. Wait for the offers. This is a new vehicle. You never get the best price in week one. When this has been out a while, you'll see that come down because the ZS is outgoing. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with the ZS EV. It's second iteration. It's got a new look. It's, you know, slightly older technology now, and the dash is a little bit long in the tooth, but I've seen brand new ones of those pre-reg vehicles, brand new, delivery mileage, like 17, 18,000 for a brand new EV as they clear the stock. Now, that might be all gone. It was last week I saw it. Might be all gone by now. Hell spells, I was tempted. Like, I think, oh, blimey, a brand new vehicle for 18 grand. And there's nothing wrong with the old ZS EV, but the new S5 does look like it's a proper EV from the ground up. It's cheaper by a lot than a Skoda Elroq or a Kia EV3. The S5 is going to be the most affordable electric SUV in the UK, but it's not a massive difference. You know, it's not a 25 grand car, but really look at the monthly offers and wait and see. The MG4 is a 25 grand car, and that's a smaller vehicle. The MG4 can be got now for some great deals, by the way. SAIC own MG, if you weren't aware. They haven't shared the EU pricing for the S5 because, of course, there's a 45% tariff that the European Union want to put on Chinese cars, but the EU and China are back round the table since the US added their tariffs, and I see today a 245% tariff on Chinese goods that the White House put in today. And again, these tariffs go up and down almost hourly. It's kind of comical. However, because then China retaliated with equal tariffs on the US, then the US went, well, we'll do one more. And they've doubled it. Almost. So 125% tariff goes to 245% tariff on Chinese goods. At least I saw that the news came through this morning on my feed, at least, if it's still in place by the time you listen to this podcast, which is crazy. And because of that, the European Union and China have gone, well, maybe we could cut the US out of the whole kind of global economy thing, and we will do our own thing. And so what was a bit of an adversarial butting of heads seems like a much warmer relationship now, because the EU are saying, well, if you build some factories here, employ some Europeans, spend your money on a European supply chain, don't just bring in semi-knockdown kits and reassemble them from Chinese bits. Maybe we don't have a problem with that. Maybe there's a minimum pricing on Chinese EVs, so you're not just dirt cheaping them. And then we might get all of those Chinese cars here, well, we get plenty of them already, that the US simply won't get. That is happening really quickly, by the way. But the European pricing, we don't know. S5 has a 50 kilowatt hour pack, LFP, for 340 Ks or 210 miles, and a long range pack of 64 kilowatt hours for 480 kilometers of range. I imagine there'll be the extended range pack, which the MG4 has, which will go even further. The trophy variant, which is probably the one you want if you're going to keep this car yourself for a long time, has all the creature comforts, like the heated seats, like the power liftgate, and stuff like that. Will this steal a few MG4 buyers, I wonder? MG also planning on opening up their first factory in Europe. They're announcing today that they will tell us the location by summer. And again, this is all moving very quickly, but I do think there's a bit of a thawing of the relationship between the EU and China because of the US tariffs. Building a factory here will help Europe. It'll employ Europeans. It'll help MG because SAIC won't have to pay the tariffs when they come in. And of course, they will be able to make the vehicles much closer to where they're actually sold. MG is looking for a new site for the plant. Rather than buying an existing one, it'll be a new build. They'll make 100,000 vehicles annually. And they say start within 12 to 16 months. Wow. Because it's China speed. Even in Europe, they work at China speed. That's impressive. Okay, moving on. And Jeff Bezos, you know, is funding this new auto company that's come out of its stealth operations. They're called Slate. And they want to make a $25,000 two-seater pickup truck. And they've gone a little more public in the last 7 days. They have done a teaser with Newsweek showing some images of the truck, a boxy shape like a Ford Bronco, a wide black grille, round headlights. And this will be a very stripped down vehicle. And anything you want to add to it, you know, a bigger battery, maybe a bench or something, or some accessories, you will add on top of it. But they're talking about hitting that $25,000 price point to be an inexpensive, compact, working pickup truck for the everyman, they say. And you wouldn't put it past Jeff Bezos, would you? April 24th, we get more details in a week's time. We'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll talk about global EV sales. Now the numbers are in, and how to get your next car on Amazon, back in a mo.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk a little bit about Lucid. Lucid Motors say they're on track to launch a cheaper EV next year, according to the company executives yesterday. Derek Jenkins, a senior VP at Lucid, saying there are lots of crazy things going on in the world that can affect the timeline, but we're on track. A 2026 reveal of their cheaper EV. It'll start at $50,000 US or about $54,000 Canadian. They're preparing the assembly lines right now. Remember, they just bought auction all of the Nikola facilities, also in Arizona, not far from Casa Grande, the base that Lucid has already, and all the staff. They'll take 300 people on from Nikola, now bankrupt, and that includes a lot of machining and tooling and validation equipment as well. For pennies on the dollar, that would be a good way to add to your arsenal to be able to make a cheaper EV. Lucid's teams now are working on suppliers and the supply chains, according to the senior VP of powertrain at Lucid, Imad Dalala. Despite changes from the tariffs recently, the CEO, Mark Winterhoff, replacing Peter Rawlinson, at least on an interim basis, telling Reuters that they can manage those issues and the supply chains are being put in place. Now, we have the agreements already, they say. The plants are being built right now. Not something we can switch on today, but it's in the near future. A cheaper Lucid would really change the game. Global EV sales are on the increase. Numbers are in, and globally, EV sales 1.7 million last month in March. That's a total of 4.1 million EVs sold in the year to date. Well, at least Q1 to the end of March. According to Row Motion, that's up 30% on the same time period last year. Charles Lester is a data manager at Row Motion, saying that this quarter has been turbulent, but again, a very strong growth rate for the global EV market. UK had a record-breaking March, by the way. The removal of subsidies in France did affect sales there. In North America, things are changing all the time with policy from the White House, and the electric vehicle market is already competing with the internal combustion engines on cost. Any cut in subsidy or a high tariff does affect things, though. Globally, EV sales, 4.1 million in Q1. China, 2.4 million of that. Europe, 1 million. North America, 0.5 million. Rest of the world, 0.3 million. Amazon is the latest place to go get your Hyundai. Amazon Autos is an online dealership, and you can now lease a new Hyundai. Previously offered financing options and cash payments with a deposit. Now leasing available for Hyundai vehicles like the Kona, Ioniq 5 and 6. Customers can lease those Hyundais without visiting a Hyundai dealership, and you get the $7,500 federal tax credit factored in. Leasing is the only way to get the tax credit for new Hyundais. While it offers a limited range for now, Amazon say their main advantage is transparent pricing. The price you see is the price you pay. No hidden fees, no negotiation. BMW is on Amazon Autos, I think, but BMW just links you through to your local dealer. Amazon have big plans to take on auto dealerships. And again, when Amazon enters of a market, it can be incredibly disruptive to the incumbents. We'll watch this space very closely. Volkswagen Group of America CEO responded to US dealers' concerns about the Scout brand, which is going to sell its vehicles directly. Well, that's what they want anyway. Speaking at the New York Automotive Forum 2 days ago on April 15th, Volkswagen Group of America CEO Kjell Gruner took over the post in December last year, acknowledging the views of dealers, but saying that they will launch an electric pickup truck from the Scout brand, led by the former CEO, Scott Keogh. They're going to make it in South Carolina, and the trucks and the SUVs will be sold directly to consumers, bypassing the VW dealer network. Well, at least that's what they want. They say Scout is independent from Volkswagen Group. The dealers saying, not so fast. That one will go through the courts. Hyundai's Insta is being launched in Australia as the smallest and cheapest electric vehicle on sale. Well, the Insta starts at $39,000. That's very, very cheap, by the way. for the standard range model. Extended range and the cross trims are $42,000 and $45,000 respectively. Standard range has a 42 kilowatt hour pack. It's WLTP'd at 203 miles. It's more than you probably need as an everyday around town vehicle with occasional long trips. Extended range pack is a 50 kilowatt hour pack, which goes to 224 miles or 360 kilometers on WLTP. Insta has vehicle to load. You can power your devices while parked and the vehicle's turned off. It's got two screens inside for infotainment and nav. And it's got loads of gear on it, and it's very, very cheap. It's called the Casper, by the way, in its home market, but outside of that, it's called the Insta. Polestar next in the news, and Polestar cutting its carbon emissions per new vehicle by 25% since 2020, according to its latest sustainability report, which landed in my inbox 2 days ago. Thank you, Polestar. Showing that the growth can happen in a company obviously having a lot more vehicles than 2 years ago, 4 years ago, obviously, but without cutting carbon emissions. Polestar, a much bigger business in the last 4 years, but cutting its carbon emissions by 25%. They're aiming for carbon neutrality. Polestar 4 is their most carbon efficient electric vehicle yet, and to lower their carbon footprint, they're using low carbon aluminium, adopting green battery manufacturing methods, and implementing fully renewable energy everywhere they operate. Now, let's talk about Stellantis. Not happy with the latest emissions rules and trade barriers. The chairman, John Elkann of Stellantis, saying yesterday that if the United States adds tariffs and the European Union enforces emissions rules, it'll be very hard for his car company to hit those targets. Well, would you expect that the chairman of a car company to argue against anything that was either going to make your vehicles more expensive, which the tariffs will, or which make them more expensive to develop with R&D and cleaner technologies, which the emissions rules will. So, you know, he's arguing his corner. I think on the tariffs thing, fair play, it's going to make your business harder. I'm not an economist. On the emissions stuff, I tend to fall on the side of, you know, when you are long gone, what's your legacy? Did you argue for a cleaner, greener planet? Will our children breathe cleaner air, or did you deliver better value to your shareholders by making dirty, stinky, cancer-causing vehicles, like all car companies do? It's not a Stellantis thing, I'm not picking on them. But as all, you know, PM, particulate matter, will cause health concerns of any type, or did you leave the world a better place? Well, I think that's a bigger picture thing. He has, I'm sure, many things to think about as the chairman of a car company, but not happy with either of these things. He criticised the Europe's CO2 regulations as being unrealistic. He mentioned the European governments have withdrawn purchase incentives, and he's got a good point on that. So we want to move at breakneck speed to cleaner emissions, which in a 10 to 15 year timescale is breakneck speed in car world, then I'm sure that is a pain when local governments and authorities go, well, we're removing the subsidies because we haven't got any money left, or we think EVs are doing fine. That does play a part. Now, let's talk about ABB and MAN completing their first charging trials on the megawatt charging system using a new communication method, which is going to be the standard for MCS. That's megawatt charging system or megawatt charging standard. I see it called both. I should check with Charin what I should technically call it. Earlier tests of MCS were using a communication protocol which came from CCS, which is what we all use to charge our cars. The new communication protocol uses Ethernet, whereas the old CCS uses communication, PLC or power line communications. And so they're moving to the latest, greatest technology. And that means charging commercial vehicles at, you know, 1 megawatt, 1.2 megawatts. They say all their trials went by fine. They want to get to commercialization and, you know, global standardization as quick as possible. It feels like we are wading through treacle on MCS. Charin tell me that work is progressing really quickly. Megawatt charging, very important for commercial vehicles. And, you know, lots of things, lots of boxes to tick, I guess, before they can sign things off. But it feels like from the outside, it's slow. I'm sure it's not from the inside, as they have to get it all right. And finally, would you like a free Fisker? Because it seems nobody wants nine of them. 9 new Fisker Oceans are currently parked up in Nottingham, worth about £500,000. And they've been left on the roadside, and they've not been vandalised, thank goodness, but they haven't been moved in months. The batteries are not probably bricked, but depending on what state of charge they were at, they could probably do with some love by now. Now, Fisker is long gone out of business, as you know, went bust. The cars were imported into the UK and were being held in the UK by the local dealer called Premium Central Performance and Prestige Cars on behalf of Fisker. 7 months ago, the dealership had agreed to be Fisker's UK distributor. Then Fisker went bust, and the car dealer was holding them on behalf of Fisker. They've been registered because they've got UK number plates on. They're legal. They can be parked legally on the public highway. And so they were holding these vehicles on behalf of a company that's now gone bust. So the dealership told the liquidators that they had parked them on the public highway, on the road, to absolve themselves of having to look after the vehicles. So they're not legally stocking them. They're not legally selling them anymore. However, the dealership say they've now relinquished themselves from the responsibility of looking after the vehicle. Nottingham City Council can't remove them because they're not Nottingham City Council's vehicle. You can't just go and take a vehicle if you're the local council here. If it's parked legally, you can put notices on the windows to say, we're going to do this at some point. But there are still 9 Fiskers parked on the public road going nowhere. I mean, I'll have one if nobody wants one. Hey, who owns them? Well, I suppose the liquidators actually own them. I'll take a couple if you want and take them off your hands. Fisker stopped operations after 8 years launching. And I think they made about 10,000 of them, delivered about 5,000, and I think a couple of hundred. No, 400. 419 were sold here in the UK, and 2 of them near me in Poole. They're lovely vehicles. But there we go. I wonder what will happen to those. That's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.